I want to emphasize this too. Okay, like, it's impossible to avoid the internet. The internet's going to be a part of the game. You can't have everything ever changing constantly. Like, you can't be moving the runes around all the time. I don't know. That just seems weird to me.
Yeah, no, that would just be, like, annoying at that point, honestly.
Yeah. But what you can do is control the game. Like, I really feel like World of Warcraft, they have no control over the game because an add-on completely changes the way everyone plays. I can look at someone else playing the game. It looks like a completely different game than what I play because I play with almost no add-ons. But I even played without deadly boss mods for a while.
I was going to say, at this point, they kind of expect you to have it. Definitely the difficulty of the raids in that game are definitely expecting you to have add-ons to help you know how to beat the boss. They fully expect you to have it. Otherwise, you can't
beat the boss. Yeah, I'll explain how crazy that is, that it's even allowed, right? Yeah,
this is by the way, massive like potholes that Riot has to look out for in their MMO. Dude, I hope
you can't fix it. It's a pothole that cannot be patched.
It's a one-way street. Yeah, yeah. Once you go down that road, you can't go back. Riot, exactly. Please do not do this. But yeah, explain this massive issue with most MMOs.
Okay, 2x KO is a fighter, right? Mm-hmm. We're just fighting each other, whatever. Me and you are fighting in a game, right? But let's say that I download add-ons, which add a layer of let's make it even simpler. There's Counter-Strike, right?
Yeah.
Okay, you can get an add-on for that game that will show you players through walls. Mm-hmm. That is an advantage,
yeah,
right?
You can see everyone. Yeah, no matter where they are. Yep.
Exactly. Okay. Now, in World of Warcraft, that's like, oh yeah, everyone should download that add-on so you could see the mobs through the walls. Because otherwise you're an idiot. You won't know when to come out around the corner so that you can, you know, CC or whatever. Mm-hmm. Versus in this game, it's considered cheating. I think it's to that level. Like, I think add-ons in World of Warcraft are cheating.
Yeah. And the thing is, like... Okay, so, like, in any other game, let's say you're playing, like a single-player RPG. You can download all the stinking mods you want, and I couldn't care less. Right? Like... You can download a mod that just instantly gives you 999 stats on your character in this RPG that you're playing by yourself. That's perfectly fine. But, or you can just, like, you know, not have the mods and play normally, whatever. The problem is when you're an MMO, you have other people relying on you, right? When you're in a dungeon or a raid, it's not just your success or failure. It's the group's success or failure. So if you're not using the add-ons to make the dungeon or raid easier for yourself, you're holding the whole team back, which is just kind of like rude, you know?
Yep.
So that's a big issue with MMOs, is that min-maxing in general is kind of expected at some point. If you want to actually, like, you know, play the game on a somewhat competitive level, if you want to actually push your character, then you're expected to download these add-ons. And it's not just for you, it's for everyone. You're affecting other players when you're playing competitively. So you need to have these add-ons.
And they remove add-ons and competitive, like when you're playing an arena competitively on, you know, the PvP, like the actual scene when they're competing, you can't have any add-ons. But they do allow the race to world first. Yeah, you're not allowed to have any add-ons.
Wow. Because
it gives you an unfair advantage. But then the race to world first, they allow add-ons.
What?
It makes no sense. Yeah, it makes no sense to me.
That's even worse than arena, in my opinion.
Exactly. I consider it cheating. It should not be even considered. Like, add-ons in the game should not be allowed. It shouldn't be allowed in 2x KO. It's not allowed in League of Legends. It's not allowed in Legends of Runeterra. Like, you should not have an add-on that looks at the player's cards in Legends of Runeterra. Obviously, people can program something outside of that. You know, there's always people that will find a way.
Oh, there's gonna be tools outside of the game. Yeah.
But imagine if Legends of Runeterra, you could download an add-on that literally Riot themselves help you port into the game, that looks at the player's cards, looks at the, it'll predict the deck that they're building and recommend based on your cards which card to play.
Yeah.
Now that game is boring.
If you don't use that, you're at a disadvantage because chances are the other person's using it.
You're going to lose. I'm sorry. No one can beat a computer. Like, at the end of the day, freaking, what they do, they like trained a computer on StarCraft. This was years and years and years ago.
Oh yeah,
I was watching a video on it like last week, that they trained a computer on StarCraft, and eventually the machine got so good that it just started training versus itself because humans weren't good enough anymore to like challenge it. And so it just trained on itself to the point where it's you cannot beat it.
Yeah, it just optimized itself into oblivion.
Yeah.
I want to watch that, actually. It sounds amazing. But
people
but
are competing against AI in the real world. I don't want to do it in the game. Okay?
Seriously. Oh, I didn't even think about the power of AI and add-ons. Oh, my God. Riot better not allow add-ons. Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Actually, I think... So, I know Final Fantasy XIV, I'm pretty sure they do allow add-ons, but they don't allow damage meters. Because they say it's toxic to have damage meters. Which I think is funny.
Who says that?
The devs behind Final Fantasy XIV.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they don't allow damage meters in Final Fantasy XIV. They'll ban you over it if they find out you're using them. Because, I guess they're all World of Warcraft players, by the way. Like, they based Final Fantasy XIV heavily off of World of Warcraft, and it shows. But, yeah, obviously, damage meters are going to some extent. You're going to see who's doing the lowest damage if you're not getting past a boss. You're probably going to call them out or just kick them from the group outright. So I can see how it leads to some toxicity. But at the same time, I can't imagine playing the game without damage meters.
You need it. You shouldn't baby players.
As a raid leader, I think you need it, right? Because you don't want to waste people's time doing the same boss over and over again. You can't find out what the problem is. Turns out this guy's spamming one spell over and over. He's holding the group back. Like, so at that point, I'm like, please just like innately put damage meters in the game, Riot. Like, if you're going to do competitive dungeons and raiding and PvP, please just already have damage meters in the game. Because that's like a requirement, especially if you're a leader of a group.
At the end of a boss fight, I think that during the fight, you don't need to see anything. But at the end of the fight, it should show like, oh, who did the most damage, who CC'd stuff, this person used CC'd this, you know, like whatever, some log or something like that.
Yeah,
just
like a log of what's happening.
Yeah. That's cool. And that provides, and you cannot baby the player. Like at the end of the day, people are going to be trying to push for something that's pretty difficult. And that's what's rewarding is when you're pursuing something difficult. And when you're doing that, you do have to like fine tune stuff. Like, you have to tell this person, like, oh, you know, you're not CCing this. This has to be CC'd. If you don't have that information and they're saying they're CCing it or whatever, then you have to go with what they say. And now it's like creating even more problems just because you're trying to bubble wrap all your players. Don't bubble wrap them. Just people are going to fight. It's fine. It's part of the world. Everyone's playing together. It's going to happen.
Dude. And you're going to have player interaction, which means you're going to see the good and the bad. But I personally think the good way outweighs the bad.
100%. 100%. Trust the community.
Yeah, trust the community to solve their own problems. I always say that, dude. That's the whole point of like GMs versus, you know, having bots that ban stuff. GM is basically just the teacher that'll sit back and let the kids play at recess until something goes wrong. That the teacher used to come in and fix. Otherwise, let the kids figure out their own stuff.